Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We change lives.
We change
lives. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
Saturday afternoon. I am your host, Karima Ali, with the National Coalition of Women of Color and Construction's NCWCC Build a Youth Program. I am broadcasting live here on this Saturday because we have a very special show. As we have always known, the National Coalition is a organization that is a registered green construction technology training company that is committed to providing training and education and program design build services. NCWCC is a CCR registered, federally certified, woman-owned, and minority privately labor management sustainable firm. Today's broadcast is something unique for us in offering an experience of ensuring that the NE Heat Missionary Society of the 11th District is serviced with information that we've been working with Dr. Golden, Dr. Faye Golden, who is the area program director. Our goal is to service the YPD programs across the country. Today's broadcast will familiarize everyone listening in about our Young Eagle Scholars and our Junior Energy Auditors program within the 11th American African Methodist Episcopal Church. It is a divine order that we build back sustainable communities through education, information, and becoming direct community stakeholders. We invite the AME Church to become conscious, competent servants in helping reduce the carbon footprint on existing homes and businesses and communities, starting with our most valuable resources, our youth and our young adults. Our youth have always led major movements in history, everyone. They will lead the world towards sustainability as they are bound with nature, its creation, and human equity. Now, we realize that the youth and young adults are very vital to educating the masses about the importance of becoming sustainable. And the success of the AME Church creating Young Eco Scholars and Young Energy Auditors, we have actively engaged in involving young people of color to take their first step towards reducing the carbon footprint through green exploratory programs opportunities. Now, today we also want to thank Denby Energy, which is a approved education provider, is making a very strong effort in creating a very good program will be coming out very soon in Florida. It has come out already, called the Denby Young Energy Auditors. Mike Denby is the CEO. They're located in Scottsdale, Arizona. He was one of the program managers that will be on the show coming up. We'll have two series. Today is the introduction to the building, the Green Building Products Technology. We want to thank Aircon Florida, LLC. That's there in Florida. We also want to thank Ms. Christine Graff, who is Women of Wind Energy out of Brooklyn, New York, who has been a participant and working as a program manager, project manager for this, and strategic projects, Mr. Matus Faltnis. He's an AIA, which is an architect, and then as well as ensuring that those program managers are committed to helping the NCWCC and its Energy Star Partner Program. Those individuals are part of that. It's a very unique opportunity. We're looking for other individuals who would like to be a part of our program, which addresses the CO2 reduction by developing eco-conscious, competent participants and introducing new innovation to restructure traditional learning. The program allows self-development and adopting new global education. It also, the program addresses global reduction of poverty, reverse global warming, and empower disadvantaged communities. As in introducing this green skills training, it is related to eco intro technology, green manufacture application products and specifications on specific installing of the product that is made by Aircon Florida, which is aerated concrete. Now, this particular product is something that individuals can become self-sustainable and becoming employable on their own as subcontractors. Now, when we talk about eco-self-development, how it can reduce the carbon footprint on existing homes, businesses, and communities in the Young Energy Auditors Program. Now, this becomes something that is integrated within young people in the age group that we are targeting is from 7 to 13 years of age and from 14 to 17 years of age. Those individuals that will walk away with a certification, that certification will allow individuals, young people, to have a more productive, meaningful leadership life. We also want to share with everyone that today's broadcast is sponsored by Local 517 in Florida, the Labor's Union. We want to thank Pat Moore in the Executive Board and sponsoring this particular show. We want to thank everyone for tuning in to NCWCC and making it a proud opportunity for us to deliver this type of opportunity to you all today. It's quite important that as we get into this next song, we'll come back to you guys. And again, this broadcast is sponsored by Local 517, located in Florida. This particular labor's union supports the underserved youth in the community. They have always been a strategic partner in the lives of the people of the community of Florida. And again, we want to thank Pat Moore, as well as the executive board of the labor's union, Local 517. So we'll bring this special tribute to the labor's union. We'll be right back. Mario Coleman, the CEO of our digital broadcast network. I want to thank you guys for tuning back in, as well as this broadcast has been sponsored by Local 517, located there right in Florida. Our goal for this particular broadcast is just to introduce what is upcoming in the series, because we've been very convicted to support the AME YPD program with a 21st century green model, with innovative program designs that can change, that changes every day in the green industry. The youth in the program that we have been serving over the last 4 years, we have changed the lives of those individuals. Our youth are falling behind because of the global green economy. It's ever changing. The NCWCC's Green Integrated 21st Century Model is deliberately and systematically woven into teaching the course subjects, which will empower participants in making learning relevant. Now, 21st century skills include intelligent reasoning, eco-self-development, positive attitude, and practical digital technology skills training that motivate and engage students. And they will build their confidence as learners. And that is the secret to eliminating all the things that have been outdated. Now, we also want to also serve with the AME-YPD program. This is our Integrated Information Media Technology and Building Information Technology program as well. The outcomes can be measured because we video, we edit, and we produce our programs. The youth of today are digital learners, allowing growth and sustainability, and a green 21st century approach that yield countless careers. Now, we ask you all to go to NCWCC Build a Youth, and you can also look at testimonies of our students who went through the program, and you can also Google NCWCC on Google. And I also encourage people, because of our branding, we are number 4 under any digital broadcast network, so out of 93 million individuals. The support of the Green Eco Scholars Young Energy Auditors Exploratory Summer Program is very important. And as we talk a little bit further about eco development, our strategic partner and our Bay Partnership is our new Executive Vice President, Mr. Tracy Dyson of Tracy Quantum LLC. And that in itself allows you to be more sustainable in having a forethought of what they do before they do it. And some of the things that I will say is that that is a part of eco self-development. Now, we also want to make sure that the improved portion of our program and how we adapt, our goal is NCWCC's 21st Century Green Exploratory Program allows you skills critical thinking, problem solving at an early stage development. That's why it's important that we work with 7-year-olds. Furthermore, even top performing U.S. students are falling behind by their international peers based on the PISA. Knowledge, while a cornerstone of success, is no longer enough. 21st century green skills technology changes rapidly. Now, to ensure the AME youth can adapt, there is a prerequisite to becoming successful in life. And these are those that we can also name: adapt to circumstances, to work in teams, to innovate, and to communicate in this new global economy. NCWCC Build a Youth is building back our communities of eco scholars, sustainable 21st century learners, eco self-development, eco builders, teaching compassion and respect. As we become more and more conscientious in reducing our footprint and existing homes and businesses, our communities, it is quite natural that the youth of today are going to be able to change the world within a moment's notice. I also want to read to you that Florida has grown to become a hub for the wind energy industry. The American Wind Energy Association, we put that out. Nationally, black, Hispanics, and disadvantaged students perform worse when their peers on national assessments and postgraduate rates as low as 50%. Now, as global warming becomes more serious, as a concern about the depletion of resources and about the ecosystem becoming a crisis, global environment issues have become the biggest social problems we have had to address as a global community. People of color and underserved communities have been to the least to contribute to the global warming, but will be the most adversely impacted by it. Now, I'm going to do something that I think I should do. I want to also state to you all that over the last 3 months, we have worked with Dr. Faye Gordon there in Bradenton, Florida. It's been brought to our attention that the Florida is very scattered, and it would be very difficult to move youth throughout the community to have such a opportunity as this. And so we ourselves have looked out and looked at our broadcast network, and we're able to bring this opportunity to the AME Church, and we'll have it in a digital format and also have it an online process for those youth ages 7 to 13 on Saturdays. And we'll be running a series up until the next 2-3 weekends, each Saturday afternoon around this time, which would be about 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. We at NCWCC have generated a green community faith-based outreach over the last 3 years. The organizations such as the Green Forest Church in Decatur, Georgia, the Harambee House Citizens for Environmental Justice in Savannah, Georgia, New Birth Church in Lithonia, and United Methodist Children's Home. This has created a regional movement to address the new executive order and support the needs of these underserved communities. It is very important that we continue to do things this size and nature. I want to thank our CEO, Maggie Freeman, and being instrumental in coming and supporting all the things that we do. I just want to ask her to stay just I don't know what you want to say. She's also my mother. So, Ms. Freeman, welcome to the show. Thank you for participating for these next few minutes.
You're welcome. I just wanted to just come on and just listen to the program. I'm excited about what's happening, so I just wanted to listen. Thank you.
Okay, great. Great. So, yeah, we're going to take a few minutes break. We're going to break. This broadcast is sponsored by Local 517, located in Florida. We want to thank them for their participation in the NCWCC, the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction. In the next two series of broadcasts will be various other additional sponsors. We want to thank those who have also supported us in this endeavor in terms of Florida's concerns. We want to thank the International Vice President, Eddie Spaghetti, there, and his donation, and then some of our folks involved here in Georgia, Reverend Tasha Brown out of Chicago, Leadership, Women's Leadership. Also, we have Wanaka Cooper, from Cooper and Carter Tree Services, and Tracy Dyson from Tracy Quantum, who's been a proud supporter of the National Coalition of Women of Color's Construction Building Youth Program. I want to thank also individuals who have always continued to support. We want to thank Mr. Don Carter, who's out of West Virginia. The donation from him to support the program is always very good. And we also want to thank God for this opportunity to be able to go over what has taken place in this green economy. We're going to take just a few more seconds and listen to Candlelight. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Kareema Ali, with the NCWCC Digital Broadcast Network. We also want to also give a little bit of a plug here for the Laborers Union. The Laborers International Union of America is, I can say, is the most aggressive and fast-growing union of construction workers and one of the most diverse and effective unions representing public service employees. LULONA is the abbreviation for the Laborers Union, in the forefront of the construction industry, a sector that is a powerhouse of 12 million workers producing 5% of our country's economic output, a half million strong. We are united through collective bargain agreements, which help us earn family-supporting pay, good benefits, and opportunities for advancement for better lives. You guys look in at for this particular organization. It's been very tremendous. We want to thank again Patrick Moore. They're located at 580 Irwin Street in Orlando, Florida. The phone number is 407-299-4000, and you can email them at membermail@liuna.org. We want to thank them again for participating in our broadcast today. As we only have a few minutes left into the show, I also want to make sure that we mention to our listeners, what exactly does this program actually give in terms of some of the course outlines? We're going to go over that and then make sure that we also want to thank our very, very strong supporter, Mr. Mario Coleman, which is the CEO of our digital online broadcast network. The service offered is a Green Kids Toolkit, Eco Scholars Wind and Energy, Bimby Energy Program, Energy Auto Training, Eco Self Development, Green Exploratory, Green Building Products Classes, and a little bit of a synopsis of the history of green careers and what we'll be talking about next week, Introduction to Wind Energy, Intro to Green Global Green Economy, Introduction to Young Energy Auditors Training, the Introduction to Eco Self-Development, Introduction to Green Building, How Applied Science Are Used in Construction, Green Skills Training for Construction Technology Jobs, Integrated Information Technology is the introduction for that as well. We'll run that series as well as our digital media careers. And we hope to have you guys back next week. It is quite obvious that upon this series that we will be mobilizing a little bit further in ensuring that the interest of this is very, very severe for us, is that we have to be able to measure success with our youth. We are in a very, very, very strong time where there's a lot of violence that has taken place in and out all the communities across the country. And we feel that with this will help eradicate the violence because young people become very successful in what they do. I also want to let you guys know in this broadcast that NCWCC's website is ncwcc.org. And we're very proud to have this time with you all. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this particular show. Again, this was broadcast by, sponsored by the Laborers Union. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. The selection that you heard at the beginning of the show was Destiny Muhammad. You can reach her at Heart in the Hood. And the intro and everything was produced by Mr. Mario Coleman. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the NCWCC Digital Online Radio. And God bless you. And please be prayerful. And happy Ramadan Mubarak. I'm your host, Kareem Ali. Thank you for tuning in today.
Mario Coleman, and I am the CEO of NCWCC. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to NCWCC Digital Online Radio Broadcast Network and NCWCC Chicago Talk Radio. We